Well, from some of the folks that I've talked to at the top say this is by far the largest infrastructure spending ever in history of the military. When you combine the changes that they had to do and rebuild at Fort Belvoir in Fairfax County and at the Bethesda, which is going to be called the new Walter Reed, is kind of the hip name.
Uh-huh.
It's got a very long name, but that's kind of the short name of that folks are going to call it. It's about $2.5 billion worth of infrastructure. So it is just, it's huge. It's the largest ever for our military.
Now, one of the elements that we've talked about a little bit and that you at WTOP talk about very regularly is the traffic impact that some of these mm-hmm. moves are going to have. What kind of a sense are we getting about the readiness? I imagine if we talk to just about anybody at the facilities themselves,
right,
they say, yeah, September 15th, we're going to be ready to roll, just we're on time. But infrastructure-wise around these areas, what are you hearing about how ready we'll be?
Well, that seems to be the biggest problem. I was able to take a tour at Fort Belvoir at the new facility and then maybe one last visit to Walter Reed. And everybody's saying the facilities themselves are ready.
Mm-hmm.
The staff is ready to move over. The infrastructure is ready. Everything's being built in the facility. Are just about good to go. But it's the roads surrounding them that are going to truly be a mess. I mean, we've got Congresswoman Mikulski talking about the word catastrophic.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's going to be money that will help build around and create better road systems. But right now, if you know Route 355 in
yeah.
Bethesda, it is clogged from one end to another. And now you're going to be having 500,000 visits at Bethesda. It's going to double to 1 million visits. And that's folks coming in and out of the facility each day. So take that number of just the amount of visits and add 2,500 more employees who have to go there on a daily basis. You know, you're just adding numbers, and right now the infrastructure has not changed. It will in the future, but come this September, and in fact, some of these changes that we'll talk about, the big move of moving folks from the one hospital to the other, that's going to take place at the end of August, I'm told.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is happening soon, and the infrastructure just isn't there.
I do want to talk about that in a minute, because that's something that's very different than some of the other BRAC moves that we've been talking about. But I was guilty of a misconception that I imagine other folks may be too, and that is, we've talked a lot about the fact Walter Reed is moving from downtown to Bethesda. But if we break it down by people, personnel-wise, mm-hmm. that's not really a fair assessment of what's going on.
Right.
About 5,000 people who work at Walter Reed, mm-hmm. two-thirds of them only are
right.
going to Bethesda. The rest are going to Belvoir. Talk
yep.
a little bit about the changes that will be happening down there.
Well, basically what the BRAC law said was when we close Walter Reed, what has to happen is you have to have the same amount of services. Not more, not less, but the same. And so they're not really going to be increasing the number of staff, it's going to be just balanced differently.
Mm-hmm.
So as you said, of that 5,000 employees, two-thirds will go to Bethesda, one-third will go to Fort Belvoir at their hospital there, where they're going to serve a community of 250,000 people. So this new hospital at Fort Belvoir, the community hospital, is going to be treating a huge population. And so that's a big part of the infrastructure as well. So right, everybody's not moving right from Walter Reed to Bethesda. There is that even spread, if you will.
One of the things that about this move that I think is the most fascinating, and I'm sure is one of the most complex, in your typical BRAC move, you have equipment, you have personnel, you have infrastructure, and so on. In this case, we have some of the most delicate injured people who have served this country with distinction, who are now medical patients
right.
in life-threatening situations mm-hmm. in some cases, who are going to have to be literally picked up and moved from one location to another location, 10 or 15, 20 miles away. Talk about how that delicate situation is being handled.
I talked to some officials over at Bethesda, and they really gave me in detail how this is going to happen. And it's really quite fascinating of thinking of moving these very delicate patients. What they're going to do is there's 150 patients that will need to travel from Walter Reed to Bethesda. Now, these are the inpatients, of course, so they are very seriously injured.
Mm-hmm.
each will have their own ambulance. So one ambulance per patient. And how they explain this is going to happen is every 4 to 5 minutes, an ambulance with one patient inside, perhaps if it's a younger patient, a parent could be in there, but typically it'll be staff, the EMT type folks, mm-hmm. and one patient who will be transported from Walter Reed to Bethesda. So you could picture a stream of ambulances. So every 4 to 5 minutes. Now they had to think of every detail of dietary and specific and medications. And so there's been a plan for about 1 year of exactly how to move these patients, which patients to move first. They also don't want to overwhelm a particular wing. So what they'll do is they'll move one patient from one wing, maybe another patient, then they'll go to another wing and another patient will stream out every 4 to 5 minutes. So there definitely will be a stream of ambulances. So now you picture, oh my gosh, in this traffic, how are they going to move all these ambulances? Mm-hmm. Well, they wouldn't tell me exactly what day because obviously it's a security concern.
Yes.
But what I'm being told is one day in August on a very slow commuting type day and a very low impact day is the day that they're calling it. They will be moving these, transporting these ambulances from one location to another. So it seems like it's going to be the middle of the night, in the morning, on a weekend. Mm-hmm. And so it will not, you know, impact traffic. And local law enforcement will be involved. So they will be overseeing this. And there's multiple routes that are already mapped out. So they've got their main route and then they'll have other routes also just in case things occur.
That